Good morning. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll about gun safety. We would like to include your opinion. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
You said for what? What are you doing?
We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll about gun safety. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
I am.
Thank you so much. It's only a few minutes of your time. I swear to you, it's very quick. First question,
if you can call me back out another time right now, is that a really good time?
It's only about 5 minutes.
Go ahead.
First question, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
It is a major responsibility.
Thank you. Thank you so much. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox. Or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock, trigger lock, or stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored? Would you support or oppose that?
Yes.
Support it?
Yes, I would support it.
Thank you, ma'am. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe? Would you support or oppose that?
I support it.
Support it? And if the law... The law also included required that the firearm be stored in a locked container or case. Would you support or oppose that?
I support it.
Support it. And if the law requires that the gun be stored in a locked box or other device that is designed to be or which can be used to store a firearm, would you support that as well?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Let's move on. Would you support or oppose a law requiring that the storage be accessible by, number one, a key lock?
Yeah.
Would you support that? Thank you.
Yeah.
Number two, a combination lock. Would you support that as well?
I don't like the idea of a combination lock just because it makes it easier to get into.
Okay, so do you oppose that?
Yes, I do.
Very well. And if the law requires a biometric identifier, such as a fingerprint, would you support or oppose that?
I support that.
Support that. Very well. Let's move on. Thank you, ma'am. Almost there. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not be required to be unloaded?
I don't think it should be required to be unloaded if it's locked.
So it should not, correct?
No, because, I mean, in the event, if you need to reach your firearm and it's locked up and it's unloaded, then what's the point of having one?
Okay, very well.
So it
should not be required?
No.
Okay, let's move
on.
I don't think so. Very well, let's move on. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock, trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you feel that it's secure or is not secure?
If it is locked up and out of the way?
If the gun is not locked up, it's not in a case, lock box, but it's equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock. And it's also stored in a container that is not see-through, and it's kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it.
Yes.
Do you feel it is secure or
yes.
Not secure?
I think it's secure.
Very well.
With
Thank you so much. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that requires that gun be stored in a secure place?
Can you repeat that question?
Yes. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely?
Oppose it.
Oppose it? Very well.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. This one is a little longer confusing, so I'll read it slowly. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant.
Mm-hmm.
Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Would you support or oppose such a law?
They cannot search without a warrant?
Yes, they can. They can't search your home or car without a warrant.
No. They have to have a warrant.
Okay, so you... but pay attention to this. Searches of home and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Would you support that or oppose it?
Yes.
They cannot use the firearm storage requirement to enter your home without a warrant. Would you support or oppose that?
Yes, I support that.
Very well. Thank you. Almost done, ma'am. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Would you support or oppose that?
Can you repeat that question?
Sure. The thing is about affirmative defense. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
Yes.
Would you support that?
Yes.
Thank you. And prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Would you support or oppose that?
Support it.
Support it, thank you. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Would you support or oppose that
law? Every incident be recorded?
Requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public. Would you support or oppose
yes.
that?
Support it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Almost done. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Independent,
thank you.
Yes.
And what is your age, please, for the statistical purposes?
43.
43, okay. Thank you so much. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Thank you. And this is a gender question. Regarding your gender, Do you consider yourself male or female? Thank you so much. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right, thank you. All right, you too.